Some news now from the world of sports, and there's nothing like the sound of play ball, and some of us like those words even better when they're said at Fenway Park, where the Boston Red Sox won their opening day game 5-3 over the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday, in the first day of the team's rest of their lives without Big Poppy David Ortiz lurking in the lineup. Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello got the win, going 6 1/3 while yielding 6 hits and 3 runs, striking out 5. Craig Kimbrell picked up the save, although there were some hairy moments there. Rookie Andrew Benintendi crushed a 3-run homer, clearing the low fence in right field to cap off a 5-run Red Sox fifth inning. Jackie Bradley Jr. had a fantastic game, making a running catch in the fourth inning, holding on to the ball while bumping up against the bullpen fence, reminding everyone why he may be the best center fielder in the game today. He also tripled to start the 5-run rally in the fifth. The New York Mets cruised to a 6-0 win in their opener against the Atlanta Braves, with Noah Syndergaard striking out 7 before leaving with a blister on his finger in the seventh. But far from screaming like Ringo at the end of Helter Skelter, the guy they call Thor for his trademark long blonde locks called it just a little blister, no big deal. Mets fans, though, will no doubt be more concerned to see it does not affect him in his next start. He is the undisputed ace of that Mets team this year. The Toronto Blue Jays and Baltimore Orioles didn't lack for drama in Game 1 of the season. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays 3-2 with an 11th-inning, 2-out walk-off home run by Mark Trumbo at Camden Yards. Now, as you may have heard, North Carolina is once again champions of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, a 6th national title for the Tar Heels after their 71-65 win over Gonzaga last night. But the win was not without controversy, and that's too bad, because the missed call late in the game really did give NC a critical possession that should have gone the other way. With 49 seconds left in the game and the Tar Heels up by a point, North Carolina's Kennedy Meeks and Gonzaga's Silas Melson scrambled after a loose ball. Both players ultimately claimed a share of the rock, so a jump ball was called, and North Carolina regained possession on the jump, going on to score a basket, putting them up by 3. But replays clearly showed that when Meeks caught up to the ball, grabbing it with his left hand, his right hand was out of bounds at the point of contact. The possession should have gone to the Bulldogs, who would have had a chance to tie or go ahead. Instead, they saw the Tar Heels score the final 5 points of the game for the win. What's frustrating about that is not the refs missed the call. That's part of the game, and referees are human after all. But with all the stoppages for timeouts and video review of whether a foot was beyond the three-point line or not in college basketball, it's amazing that per NCAA rules, that particular play is not reviewable. With under a minute to go in a one-point game for the national championship. Now, it doesn't diminish North Carolina's win. They took advantage of the missed call. They did what they had to do on offense, and Gonzaga failed to make the stops they needed. But a simple video review of that play would have instantly allowed the refs to get it right. Gonzaga would have had the ball trailing by just 1, and we'll never know how the game could have gone had the right call been made. Bulldogs fans will no doubt be grumbling about the refs interfering with their shot at the school's first ever national title. And unless you're a North Carolina partisan, you can perhaps see that they may have a point. To the NHL, and despite the fact that the Boston Bruins have won 5 games in a row down the stretch, they are still fighting for their playoff lives with a critical contest on their home ice tonight. And that's because all the teams jockeying for 1-2 playoff entries keep winning as well. And that was the case last night with the Toronto Maple Leafs beating the Buffalo Sabres 4-2 to jump over both Boston and Ottawa for sole possession of second place in the Atlantic Division. Third place now belongs to Ottawa, even though they lost to Detroit 5-4 in overtime. The 1 point they gained for the regulation tie has them knotted with Boston at 92 points apiece, but ahead of the Bruins due to head-to-head records this season. So the Bruins are once again back in the last wild card playoff slot, but just 4 points ahead of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and that's the team coming to Boston tonight for a showdown about a week after the Lightning tagged a 6-3 loss on the Bruins. The Bruins have 3 games left in the regular season. Tampa has 4, so a win by the Lightning tonight puts them just a game behind Boston with an extra one to play. The Bruins need to get at least 1 point out of tonight's contest. 2 would obviously be ideal, but even with the recent 5-game winning streak, the Bruins have little room for error. They face Ottawa after Tampa Bay and then finish the regular season against the high-flying Washington Capitals. So my apologies for returning to the Department of Redundancy Department, but these last few games are essentially playoff games to make the playoffs. Stay tuned. It's going to be a wild finish.